Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Psych Radio. I am your host, Psych Bomb, and as I get my notes here for this fine evening of June 14th, 2026, I hope you're having a wonderful evening and, morning for the Japanese people. We'll figure it out. You know how this goes. Got some news for you here. A Canadian woman rescued a crow from the road earlier this week and has been rewarded with the most heavenly of gifts, a bunch of new bird friends who bring her gifts. She is now something of a friend to all of the crows that she rescued. She managed to pull one with a wing injury off of the road and hand it off to some firefighters who I guess must have taken it to a veterinarian or an animal preserve. And she has now been getting endless trinkets and bundles of feathers brought to her doorstep. So congratulations to this woman. I believe that's one of the first steps in Wuxia to becoming truly immortal. Zurich scientists have managed to heal a mouse with a severed spinal cord. The mouse, which did not have a name, unfortunately, let's call him Whiskers. Using microbots and stem cells, the Zurich scientists were able to make a full recovery on the mouse, fully repairing its severed spinal cord and restoring it to full movement. This obviously has some important implications on human science. Spinal cord injuries tend to be very difficult to recover from, and as such, you know, we got a good chance at maybe getting it for ourselves. And last but certainly not least in the news this week, a twice-yearly HIV injection has been proven to have 100% prevention of HIV. The comparable pills that you take for comparable 100% prevention are a daily dose thing, so the fact that you only need to take this once every 6 months is a pretty big deal. It was tested on roughly 3,600 people from Uganda and I believe South Africa. And 100% prevention rate. The drug is set to hit the broader market in 2027. And I believe they said it would be $40 for the two doses. So should be relatively affordable, as always with modern medicine and pharmacology and all this. It's difficult to tell when someone's just blowing smoke, but it's promising. And there's not much more you can hope for in this world than promising right now. And that's going to be it for Psych News. For the music selection, for the gentleman and the lady and the non-binary individuals present, we have a selection of ambient down-tempo works for your enjoyment tonight, a lot of trip-hop and such. Coming up next for you here, we've got Electrics, Astronauts, and De Batistatos on Psych Radio. Enjoy.
Thank you. flotte vers la surface. Et je me vois dans toi.
Thank you.
Hey, domo, Saipom desu. That was Electrics, Astronauts, and D. Batistatos. A lot of the ambient and down-tempo and chill-out music I've been playing for you has been some of the most positive reception I've gotten in regards to Psych Radio. I mean, you've all been great. You've all been very positive and very nice to me, which is good because I am a little sweetie and I will cry at the slightest provocation or criticism. But it does kind of lead to something of a positive reinforcement loop where because something I've done has gotten praised, it kind of becomes all I want to do because I know it's successful and I know that people like it. And, you know, Psych Radio is a performance the same way any live curation of anything is a performance. To exist is performance, but, you know, let's not get too metaphysical with it. But part of the it's only a problem insofar as the innate human curiosity and desire for novelty. But part of the problem with pigeonholing yourself in that way is that you kind of get attached to a lot of sonic patterns that are very familiar in ways that don't quite feel as unpredictable as they should be. If that makes any sense, it becomes a bit too easy to anticipate what something is going to be when you're stuck as one genre or another. But you know, by the same token, that predictability is necessary in creating a genre or a sound or what people expect of you. So it's certainly a balancing act, and there's a sense I may have been falling a bit out of balance that I am seeking to address soon. I do have a few ideas that I'll get into after our next little musical interlude here. Keep in mind, Psych Radio is all about the music, so I wouldn't want to keep that from you for too long. Coming up next for you here, we've got One Arc Degree Anime. I've never said that out loud. We've got One Arc Degree Anime Bell and The Chromosomes coming up next for you on Psych Radio.
Sure.
Sweet, just sweet and lovely. Sweet, just sweet and lovely.
That was One Arc Degree, Enemy Bell, and The Chromosomes. I realized while I was putting all these together, and you know, there's quite a few songs that I have on the back burner that have not yet made it into a Psych Radio playlist, but will make it into a Psych Radio playlist. I realized, looking at a lot of it, that most of these, you know, kind of ambient, downtempo, chill out, whatever you want to call it, I will not be calling it IDM. I refuse to call it IDM. Intelligent dance music is like one of the... like, come on now. You can't be calling it that. But a lot of this music I've been pulling from has not been very... I can't remember what the word for current day is, but it's certainly been of a time. There was a point, I feel, at which this genre kind of peaked, and it was in the late 90s, early-ish 2000s, when a lot of these mixes were kind of at a point where they would never again be touched, and that's a very sad thought. But the down-tempo scene kind of emerged from the club scene, which is also one that's kind of gone in today's settings. Now, granted, of course, obviously there are still nightclubs, they're everywhere, but clubbing as an activity is nowhere near as ubiquitous as it was in the 90s and 2000s. And it's precisely from this club culture that we get a lot of music and other culture from. Clubs were something of a third space that have gradually been lost over time, as fewer and fewer people feel the need to go to a designated area to party, or more accurately, get priced out with $15 fucking martinis. And I realize that there's something I've been trying to recapture, because when I was growing up in the early 2000s, I was not of the age where I could go out clubbing. You know, it wasn't really my kind of scene. And what I spent a lot of the time doing was staying inside and playing video games that often had composers who were in these club scenes, or at the very least took from them, knowingly or otherwise. I know it's difficult to imagine, you know, maybe a Japanese composer for a racing game or whatever kind of busting it down on the dance floor, Jersey style. But, you know, the truth is this was a scene that was global. It was people have been getting together to listen to music for centuries. And before, you know, you had to go to a designated spot for that to happen with a DJ. And now, through the power of the internet, I can be a global DJ for all of you who are listening right now. So there's a placelessness that's come from this internet age. And leading into next week, I think that's going to be something I'm going to kind of experiment with. It's been a while since we've had a theme week, and I think that's going to be a shot in the arm that is certainly very welcome. At the very least for me, it'll give me a sort of mental reset to reprioritize and figure out what to do moving forward. Don't worry, it's going to be all Psych Radio all the time. Psych Radio, number one favorite radio station, still on top forever. Coming up next for you, Massive Attack, Merge of Equals, and A Reminiscent Drive. And I'd really like you to pay attention to this last track, because I really do love it quite a bit.
But you don't believe anyone can help her.
Protection.
that's what you do.
About you. Oh yeah. It's just
That was Massive Attack, Merge of Equals, and A Reminiscent Drive. And this has been Psych Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I did make mention of it, but I do want to remind you, next week is going to be a theme week, and I'm not sure if I should spoil it here for you. I'm not sure what I should tell you what it's going to be. I might want to keep it a secret. But should I give a hint? I might want to give a hint. Let's say we're going to play a lot of songs on this station. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? You get an idea of what I'm going for? Okay. All right. Like I said, this has been Psych Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. And make sure to tune in next week, because I think it's going to be something special. I'll see you then.